Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. I know we have a lot of new listeners in here. If you're unfamiliar with my voice, my name again is Peter Mingles. I run this whole thing. We started Building Fortunes Radio a long time ago when I wanted to have a platform to be able to pass the microphones around to people doing things the right way in home-based businesses. And we've always been an entrepreneurial and a home-based business evangelist. And recently we have a couple of people that put us in front of a new opportunity called Q Streaming. And I wanted to have a radio show introducing some of the people behind this so you can get a comfortable feeling on this. But it's hard when people are like building businesses and working and all that sort of stuff. Sometimes it's hard to grab some people. So what I did was I asked David Weddle to be on our radio show, and he's going to explain, you know, what he does and the things about the company as well. But I said, hey, listen, David, could you just kind of pull over, get on a radio show with us? We're home-based business people, so we're used to background noises, dogs barking in the background, wind blowing in your hair, you know, all that sort of stuff. So I said, you know, let's just get on this, and we'll do a half-hour radio show where you can kind of explain about what you do. And for those people that are interested in services, they'll be able to buy the services. And for those people that are interested in maybe fundraising opportunities or to be able, if you have a big group of people and you think they would be interested as well, there's lots of things you could do with Q Streaming. Now, Q Streaming, I got to spell the first one. This is the simplest three letters you've been able to do. You don't have to spell it like you're in like a mailing queue for those people who do technology. It's Q as in C-U-E. And we're going to put this together on buildingfortunesradio.com/C-U-E, and we'll do Q Streaming for those people who like to spell a lot. But we'll put this up there. You'll be able to hear this all over again, be able to share it with other people as well. But the first thing I want to do is I want to say thank you, David, for being here on the first Q Streaming radio show we've had on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Peter. I appreciate the opportunity to meet your audience and talk with you guys and tell you all about communication uniting everyone.
Excellent. Okay, good. So why don't we start off there? You know, a lot of people might be familiar with streaming, meaning because we're all on the internet now. I remember when the internet started, there was that old AOL kind of a, you know, mechanical tone behind it, and you'd have to turn on your AOL or dial into it, and then all of a sudden, cable companies came out, and they started doing always-on internet. And I said, wow, this is going to be kind of neat, but it's not fast enough to do stuff. And then recently between wireless and 5G and 2G or wherever else is going on, we've had the opportunity to really not have wherever you are in the world seem to be like a critical limiting factor. Streaming means that you don't necessarily have to download a whole entire movie on your computer or your phone. You can kind of pick it up wherever it goes, and many of you are somewhat familiar with this, especially since the pandemic, with stuff like, you know, Hulu and Netflix or whatever else might be out there. But Q Streaming could replace all or most of that in almost all the different situations. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what Q Streaming is?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Peter. So believe it or not, I actually wrote this business model back in 2008 because I saw the future of IPTV, Internet Protocol Television. And we had the capability technology-wise to stream a video signal over even a 512K connection back in 2008. But the reason that we couldn't launch back then is the content was just not available. You had to either be a cable company or a satellite company, and you're picking up your TV stations over a satellite connection and then rebroadcasting. Starting in 2013, the content started to become released little by little, And with the improvements in the internet business, going from dial-up connections to, some cable connections and all the limitations that happen within the internet business, it's taken this long really till streaming is now an everyday occurrence and an everyday word that you all hear. So communication unites everyone is the basis of our company. And that's where in 2020 when COVID hit, I started getting lots of phone calls from school superintendents and looking for ways to stream education services to the homes. And because we were involved in education, we thought, well, if we're going to stream education, let's look at TV. And I was able to put a contract together with content providers that have allowed us to have access to literally every TV station in the world today. We have access to and a license to broadcast all of those things over an internet connection. And so we started in November 4th of 2023, we actually launched Q Streaming as a way to stream television and replace cable companies, replace satellite companies with a product that is, we have every channel imaginable, and for all of that for $59.99 a month, and you can be watching five different devices all at the same time. So it's not just, streaming on one device for $59.99. You can actually stream on five different devices with an internet connection anywhere in the world today.
So if I were, say, for instance, in my home, and I'm in my little back office and I have like a hardwired connection, I'd be able to stream Q Streaming from the devices that I'm on. And my wife, we're using a smart TV, if they call it smart, in the living room, but it's wireless. You're saying I could be watching something here on my hardwire, and then she could be watching something in the living room. And then if my granddaughter were in the bedroom on her tablet, she might be able to watch things there as well. So on all these different types of devices, I would have a maximum of five different devices hooked up?
Absolutely. So whether it's a telephone or a cell phone, a tablet, a computer, or your TV, you can stream five different devices all at the same time for $59.99 a month.
Now, what if I weren't home? Like if I were out, like if I were visiting somebody, maybe my mom in New York, I'm in Florida, would I still be able to use Q Streaming?
Absolutely. So what I do, I travel all over the country and literally all over the world today. And I take a right now we're using Amazon Fire Sticks as one of the delivery devices. We actually have our own stick coming out here in the next 30 days that's called a Q-Stick. How's that for a name? But the Q-Stick will be available in the next 30 days. But you can literally take that with you. And so as I travel, I plug into the hotel TV. There's always an HDMI port available on the TV. I plug into that, and I can take it with me wherever I go.
Wow. Okay, so not all of our listeners are technology-driven. So I'm just kind of like going to replay what you just said. So if you had a Fire Stick, which is a little device, looks a little bit like I'm sitting here looking at mine right here. It looks a little bit like an alternative remote control. So I can plug that into my TV, and if I brought that device with me to a hotel, I'd be able to be anywhere in the world and be able to watch all the channels that you have available on Q Streaming. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And I travel with mine all the time. And right now, I'm actually mobile in my vehicle, and I have a tablet connected to a cellular device, and I'm actually streaming TV in my vehicle. Of course, the passengers are watching it, not just me. Just to be clear that I'm being safe and secure. But my passengers can watch even while I'm driving down the highway on a cellular device.
That's crazy. That is crazy. So for the cost of $59.95, you can get a ton of channels, and then you'd be able to use it on 5 different devices. And So do you do what some of the cable companies do? They put you on like a promo deal. It's a 12-month thing, and then they're going to raise the price, you know, double or triple after the promo deal after the first year. So is like, what are the terms and conditions, if you will, on Q streaming?
So I love this question because I wish we were on video so you could look at my eyes, because I tell everybody to look into my eyes. And as the CEO, chairman of the board, founder of this company, I'm telling you right now, $59.99 is our price from now forevermore. And this is not just a promo price. We have done a lot of beta testing and price checking. We want to be the lowest cost with the most channels than any company in the world today. And so far, we have been able to do that. The best competitor to us today is YouTube TV, that delivers about 100 channels for $79.95. We are delivering over 3,000 channels for $59.99. And it's the way that I negotiated the contract. Nobody has the contract that we have with the content providers. And we know exactly, you know, where a lot of these companies depend on advertising dollars. First of all, let me tell you, we are a private company. We are privately held, privately funded, and we don't take any government money whatsoever. So because of that, we don't owe our allegiance to any financial group. And because of that, we believe in First Amendment rights and free speech. So we have lots of churches and conservative groups coming on to our platform, because we don't censor people. We believe in free speech, and we want you to be able to deliver your message. And because of that, not only do we have every TV station that you want to watch, we also have stations just like yours, Peter, where you're reaching people that want to have free speech, be able to talk about anything that they want. And we plan to have your channel on Q streaming as well.
Excellent. So I want to make a point, but what I want to do is let's take a little quick commercial break for those people listening in. David, I pronounce your name Weddle. I don't know if that's right or not, because I usually just know you as David. But did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay. So
say Weddle. Weddle.
Okay. There we go. So we're here with David Weddle, and he is the owner and everything with Q Streaming. For those people listening in, if you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/QCUE, you'll be able to hear this as well as previous ones. And I'm going to come back with a couple of points right after this quick commercial break.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
and we are back. We're talking about Q streaming, and I wanted to make a couple of points based on what David had just mentioned just a little bit earlier. Actually, we're going to come back and do a couple of radio shows where we kind of expand upon this, but you mentioned that you have a lot of radio, a lot of stations, if you will, that people can plug into, and I'm going to say something specific to the kind of listening audience that we usually have. Many of you are independent thinkers. Your people that are not necessarily sheeple, if they might say, if we might say it that way. You're not just followers. You're the ones that are independent thinkers, thinking in different directions, looking for the truth. Well, I have found that I can't always get the truth from stations that are traditional U.S. stations. And I probably, you know, I have to go to Russian television. I have to go to Asian television. I have to go to different types of television to get their versions. And this way I can kind of assimilate what I might think would be the truth. And then, therefore, Q streaming could make that a heck of a lot easier on any of the devices that I might be on. So if there is something going on in the world and I'm like, I'm not so sure if what I'm being told is the way things are, if I'm listening to a traditional U.S. station, I might want to go overseas. So for those people that say, what would I do with all those channels? When you just open up your mind a little bit, you'll be able to do any or all of those things and see what else is going on in the world. And then I always find it very fascinating when I travel the world, quote unquote, like that, to see how much influence the United States has had on different countries and see how, wow, they have like this kind of a station over there, but in their version of it. And it's really kind of fascinating for the curious people to see the influence that the United States does have and how many people are really tuned into the world through our U.S. eyes. So you'll be able to see that on the different channels. So, David, I'll let you comment on anything that I just mentioned for people to be able to get better news or different views or different entertainment value from that. So I'll let you comment on what I just mentioned.
Thank you so much, Peter. That is an amazing point that you just brought up because, you know, one of the things that we've learned about the media today, they all are saying the exact same thing. So, you know, we didn't talk about ages. I'm an old guy. I'm 67 years old. So I remember a day when journalism gave us the opportunity to listen to the news and form an opinion. And over the years, the news has turned into we're going to give you the opinion of what we think is going on, and now you have to go back and check to see, am I telling you the truth or not? You know, so journalism has changed tremendously where you just can't rely on the news telling you the truth. So that is part of our plan, is that we give you all the alternatives so you can listen to multiple choices. And, it's interesting that you brought up Russian television because it's amazing how much more accurate Russian television is. Another thing that's amazing, there's a gentleman actually from Terre Haute, Indiana, that is a newscaster on Russian television, that you hear more truth in other countries than what you're hearing here in the United States. And so, you know, our model is we're completely independent of all the media outlets. You know, I've had several people say, David, do you realize that you're going up against all of these media giants and going against what they're telling us to believe? And I looked them back in the eye and said, okay, tell me my name. My name is David. My mom named me David from the Bible. And David, she wanted me to be a musician, which I am. My degree, by the way, is in music education. Has nothing to do with media. Has nothing to do with technology. It has to do with me conducting people to do the best at their instrument, whatever that is. So it used to be flute, clarinet, sax, drums, and trumpet. Today, it's network engineers, newscasters, salespeople, billing people. I have a whole different band of people that I conduct today. But God has given me this vision to take the media world to a whole other level. And so, you know, as David in the Bible fought giants, I'm ready to take those giants on. And we've had the opportunity to tell the truth, to believe in the First Amendment of free speech, and we are promoting other groups, and we are giving opportunities of free speech to happen on Q streaming, where as companies like YouTube and all the cable companies, all the satellite companies are censoring Christian conservative values and other values, we are allowing all of that to happen on Q streaming so that you can use your own intelligence and get the truth. Plus, we have an opportunity. I know you talk with a lot of entrepreneurs on this station, and we have an opportunity for entrepreneurs that truly want to make a difference in this world. We have an opportunity to market our product, and we can get into that maybe in the next segment or, you know, later on today. But this is a great opportunity for the market that you reach of entrepreneurs that think differently than the traditional marketing people.
Right. So there's basically you have an affiliate program that's not a multi-level marketing thing, but it's an affiliate program where people can actually, you know, sell subscriptions, if you will, for lack of a better term, and they get a piece of that $59.95. And influencers, like I've been a YouTube fan forever, but I've seen some of my favorite people get banned from YouTube for whatever reason. They weren't saying the right things politically. They had independent thinkings, whether it had anything to do with healthcare, whether it had anything to do with politics, whether it had anything to do with religion. I've seen some of my favorite people be deplatformed. And quite honestly, I've seen them have to take a back seat on their audience and their listening and everything else like that because of that. So there's a lot of YouTube people and other influencers that are looking for a way to be able to have their audience be able to, you know, buy a product and then them be able to make some stuff from that. And there's a lot of people that says, hey, I don't mind supporting a YouTuber. If he said buy something from Q Streaming because he's going to make a little bit of money and help some support stuff, well, heck, most of these YouTubers is going to sell pills, potions, lotions, supplements, hats, T-shirts. I'd rather buy something I'm already buying from an influencer, helping them out, and that influencer be able to make a couple of bucks. And I don't care. I'm giving that money to somebody else anyway. Might as well give it to that favorite influencer. So influencers out there, they could have thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of subscribers. And if I happen to be the one that is a distributor with you guys, and I happen to be the one that gets this influencer, I'll get a little bit of that action as well. So we can cover more of the comp plan, but can you kind of open up our eyes for those people that maybe want to help market and sell Q Streaming as well?
Absolutely. So we have an amazing opportunity, and so we don't spend a dime of money towards any other media groups and paying for advertising ourselves on their platform or anything else. The entire marketing plan, and when I created this in 2008, a bunch of people asked me, David, how do you plan on marketing this? Well, as a former band director, I had to do fundraising to create funds to buy music, to buy instruments, to repair instruments, and so on. So I created this as a fundraising opportunity so that we could help organizations raise the money that they needed to do what they need to do. So what we're doing today is we have churches, we have schools, we have nonprofit organizations, and for-profit organizations that are out sharing our Q Streaming model with all of their people in their organization. And what we do, for instance, we have a church in Valparaiso, Indiana, that they are in the process of building a $15 million athletic facility for handicapped people. Now, this isn't just for everybody. This is designed for handicapped people so that they can have a place to swim, to do workouts, and have the help that and the fact that they're handicapped, they can't just go to any gym. So we are working with this church in Valparaiso, Indiana, that with 220,000 subscribers, we are raising $15.8 million every year to build a new facility each and every year in different parts of the country. So that is the unique part of Q Streaming, is the fact that we are working with nonprofit organizations to be able to do things that they just haven't been able to do. And with that, we have the opportunity for entrepreneurs that know churches, that know schools, that know nonprofit organizations or even for-profit organizations to market our product through their existing customer base, and they get paid every month the same amount of dollars every single month, residual income for bringing those subscribers to Q Streaming.
Excellent. So before we forget, a lot of people listening in, make sure if you were referred here, you go back to the person that referred you to this, because they referred you, they deserve the credit for whatever business you're going to be able to generate from this stuff as well. I have one last question before we finish it up, and maybe we should have blended this in, but you can expand upon this the next time we do the show. You know, there's some people that use this thing called pay-per-view. How will that work with this? And there's a lot of people, like, for instance, when I was growing up and with the kids, I wouldn't pay $50 for a pay-per-view event. I'm sorry. Even though it doesn't matter how much money, I'm just not paying $50 for pay-per-view to do something. But I realize that some people do, including my daughter. So how does this work, if at all, with pay-per-view?
What a great example, because with pay-per-view, just like our movie channels and our all of our entertainment channels, everything is included for $59.99, which includes pay-per-view. So here's how pay-per-view works. If you're a cable company or a satellite company, with all the different TV stations, you get a percentage of revenue from the advertising that's going on those different channels. With pay-per-view, 100% of the advertising revenue goes to the event coordinator, whether it's the WWE or the UFC or whoever is putting on the pay-per-view event. So the only way cable companies and satellite companies or other streaming companies make money is to charge you to access that channel. With Q, we don't care about the $50, $60, $70, $80, $90 that you have to pay to do that. We have pay-per-view available to every subscriber that's included in your $59.99 subscription.
Wow.
We don't care about making a couple extra bucks off of an event, because it's nickels and dimes compared to what the cable companies, the satellite companies, that's the only money they can make. So they're trying to please investors. They're trying to make as much money as we can. And we have a phrase within Q that we stand on that says, we're not in it just to make a dollar. We're in it to make a difference. We want to make a difference in this world today. We're not just in it for a dollar. You know, and that's what so many companies are in it to do. And, you know, as I have consulted with various CEOs of other companies and CEOs of different groups and showing them what we're doing, how we're doing it, they think I'm crazy because we're giving so much money away, but we are all about supporting communities and supporting other groups to have money to do things with, and that's the difference between Q and every other media company out there. We're not in it just for the dollar. We're in it to make a difference.
Excellent. So for those people listening in, you heard it. So it's $59.99 per month. There's no contracts. There's no gotchas. There's none of those kind of things where this is a promo thing. Get pay-per-view with it included, which is incredible. And then also you're helping a great company do some unbelievable things with to make the world a better place. So we're going to call this a radio show for the first radio show. David, thanks for being here. I promise you we take 30 minutes of your time. I know you're kind of just taking a chunk out of your day, so I want you to go back to work. For those people listening in, if you want to hear this again and share with other people, you'll be able to go to buildingfortunesradio.com/QCUE, and we're going to have that with some descriptions up there as well, and we're going to have David back to kind of explain more about the affiliate program, how that works, some of the mechanics behind the equipment that you might need to add on, how this stuff works for those people that might have some other questions, and we'll catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. David, thank you very much.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.